welcome to your audio recap for the Wednesday, August 12th, 2020 edition of NXT on USA. My name is Eric Vasquez. I'm the editor-in-chief of the website that brings you this podcast, TheWrestlingChronicle.com. And I thank you once again for joining me tonight on this quick recap for NXT. For those of you that don't know anything about the recaps that I offer here, basically, as the title says, it's a quick recap. So usually I like to keep it within 20 minutes to a half an hour, just giving you the tidbits of the program that I think you should check out, some of the stuff that you should not miss. So tonight is a special day because, as you know, in 2 weeks, they are going to have the NXT TakeOver 30 pay-per-view special, and NXT does a great job of building up to these shows, and tonight is no different. We start off the show pretty hot with Karrion Kross taking on Danny Burch. Karrion Kross obviously picks up the win against Danny Burch, who gave Kross more of a fight than anyone else who Kross has faced in the past, so that was pretty interesting. Kross was still able to dispatch of Burch rather easily, putting him to sleep with a rear naked choke. Then after the match, NXT champion Keith Lee comes down to the ring with a contract in hand and says that he begged NXT GM William Regal to make this match official at NXT TakeOver 30, even promising not to lay a hand on Kross until TakeOver. Scarlett hands Kross the contract and Kross signs. When Lee has the contract back in hand, a fireball goes off, blinding Lee, which is very interesting. Haven't seen those in quite some time. A huge group of officials have to guide Lee to an ambulance, who wants to fight them all off and go after Kross, but luckily was able to be guided to an ambulance and talked into going into the hospital by his significant other, Mia Yim. Back in the ringside area, for some reason, we had Drake Maverick versus Killian Dane, but that gets interrupted by the Undisputed Era, who jump both men. Adam Cole says Pat McAfee is way over his head, stepping into Cole's world. This is a short promo from Adam Cole, but it's to the point and shows off another one of Cole's strengths, which is that he's a great talker. So next week, we will see Pat McAfee back at the WWE Performance Center in an in-ring segment, maybe possibly a contract signing of some sort. But I got to think, after the success of the angle last week and building it up and McAfee punt kicking Adam Cole directly in the sternum, you have to guess that it's probably going to be something you cannot miss. Next up, we have Santos Escobar, the NXT Cruiserweight Champion, defeat Tyler Breeze in a pretty entertaining match. Breeze is fighting for the honor of Fandango, who was jumped and injured by Legado de Fantasma. Breeze had things well in hand until Joaquin Wilde and Raul Mendoza of Legado de Fantasma showed up, causing a distraction, allowing Escobar to hit the Phantom Driver for the win. After the match, an injured Fandango made his way down to the ring with some sort of large stick. Even with a weapon in hand, the numbers are too much until Isaiah Swerve Scott runs down to the ring to even the odds. Now, they're building Escobar as a champion who takes out his competition before they can even get a hand on him, but Scott is the only man in NXT to defeat him. So this is pretty interesting stuff. I mentioned earlier, Mia Yim had to convince her significant other, Keith Lee, to go to the hospital after being blinded by a fireball, but Mia Yim has a match tonight, actually. She takes on Indy Hartwell, and she's able to defeat Indy Hartwell via submission. Commentary wondered if Yim was able to focus with her significant other, Keith Lee, in the hospital. She was able to get the win, even with an impressive, no pun intended, showing from Indy Hartwell. Bronson Reed had a match against Damian Priest. Now, these two men will be in the NXT TakeOver North American Championship ladder match and NXT TakeOver 30. And you have to think that this is more so friendly competition, with Priest saying that he definitely earned his right into the match, where Bronson Reed got his win via a triple threat match and it was kind of a fluke. Now, this was a fun back and forth match between two big men. Bronson went for the splash but didn't get all of it. Now Priest follows up, he goes for the reckoning, but Reed turns it into a jackknife pin for the win. I was highly surprised to see Bronson Reed pick up another win. I'm not saying it's a fluke, but it's very interesting to see how he's picking up his wins, rather surprisingly. But hey, that has nothing to do with, you know, the lack of talent that Bronson Reed had. He's very interesting, very compelling in the ring, and very fun to watch. We also have Aaliyah and Mercedes Martinez taking on the tag team of Caden Carter and Casey Catanzaro. This is another entertaining match. You would think it would have been one-sided, but Carter and Catanzaro brought a true fright to Aaliyah and Martinez. With a little bit more seasoning and matches under their belt, Caden Carter and Catanzaro can boost the women's tag division. Now, the interesting part about the women's tag division is that the belts can be defended across all three brands. And you have to think that they possibly need to beef up the supposed women's tag division with more tag teams. And Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter definitely fit that bill. Now, they just need a little bit more time to develop as a tag team. They had some really interesting, impressive tandem maneuvers. They just need to pick up the pace a little bit and develop that sort of tandem offense that is easy to come by, flows almost like they do it without even thinking, like they're on the same page. They're in sync with each other. Again, it was an impressive showing, and in due time, they're going to get there. I can see it now, where they can be really, really impressive in the women's tag division. Now, we also get a couple of vignettes. We see the Garganos do that weird thing where they're a happy couple at home doing married people stuff, and then they just kind of morph into this psychotic, almost weird, embellished camera effect where everything just goes weird and they start yelling at the camera. We get a little bit of that. We're also going to see next week. We're going to see, what was the match that was proposed? Oh, yes, a six-man tag match, Legado del Fantasma. All three members, Joaquin Wilde, Raul Mendoza, and the NXT Cruiserweight Champion, Santos Escobar, taking on Breezango, Tyler Breeze and Fandango, and Isaiah Swerve Scott. So that's something to look forward to. In tonight's main event, it is a triple threat match to determine another qualifier in the NXT North American Championship ladder match for NXT TakeOver 30. Now, two participants in the match are named in Cameron Grimes and Kushida, but the third man is a mystery. Well, have no fear, mystery no more. That third man is the returning Velveteen Dream, who we haven't seen since his attempt at getting the NXT Championship away from Adam Cole. We haven't seen him since then, but he is back. He is taking on these three men and for the opportunity to be in the NXT North American Championship ladder match at NXT TakeOver 30. Now, this match was really interesting because as soon as it began, it was almost like it was pedal to the metal, full gear at, you know, full stop. There was no letting up. It was just both men hitting anything that can move to get some offense in. And it was pretty clever. Kushida, towards the end of the match, tried to work the arms of both men, which was pretty interesting. He would take a leap off the top rope with Cameron Grimes and turn it into a cross arm breaker. And then Velveteen Dream would try to come off the top rope, and Kushida would relinquish the hold on Grimes to transition into the hoverboard lock on Velveteen Dream. So it was very, very interesting. As Kushida has the hoverboard lock on Velveteen Dream, Cameron Grimes uses the opportunity and hits the cave in double stomp kick, flattening Kushida. He rolls out Velveteen Dream out of the ring, pins Kushida, and gets the 1-2-3. So rather surprising. They have a big surprise in Velveteen Dream coming back, and they don't give him the win. They don't put him in the match. Rather, they go with not relatively the unknown, but you would have to say he was at a disadvantage where no one was thinking he was going to pick up the win in Cameron Grimes, but he is, and who's to say he has a real shot at winning the NXT North American Championship. When we get back to the ring, we see Velveteen Dream still in the ring, and so is Kushida. Velveteen Dream walks over to Kushida and starts slapping the bejesus out of him. He slaps the bejesus out of him, then goes after the official, then goes back to beating Kushida before posing in the ring. But then when he comes to the center of the ring, he's confronted by Finn Balor, who gives him the double gun salute. maybe setting up for something in the future. Remember, Finn Balor is in the second chance triple threat match between Ridge Holland and Johnny Gargano next week. The winner of that will be another inclusion into the NXT North American Championship match. So maybe Balor is looking ahead and seeing that Velveteen Dream is a viable threat in the future. What's the deal with Velveteen Dream? Has he turned over a new leaf where he's way more aggressive and not so much the fun-loving Velveteen Dream that we're used to? Maybe something snapped in him. It's a very interesting develop. Another great episode of NXT. Really enjoying the stuff with Karrion Kross and Keith Lee. There's a lot of other things too that I'm starting to enjoy that I didn't think I was going to enjoy. We saw the Robert Stone brand. At first I thought the Robert Stone brand was a little bit of a goofy sort of deal that I wouldn't get into, but I ended up liking it. Tonight we saw the Robert Stone brand, Mercedes Martinez and Aaliyah in a match together, and then that gets broken up because Rhea Ripley has a legit beef against the Robert Stone brand. She comes down to the ring to confront Mercedes Martinez. She ends up getting jumped, but then she ends up getting saved, sort of, by Shotzi Blackheart. So expect some sort of tag team match in the future between all four of those ladies and the Robert Stone brand. Again, something that I didn't think I was going to find interesting or even entertaining ends up starting to grow on me. And it's good to see that Aaliyah, who's been in the NXT system for a rather long time, finally find her footing and something that she can be remembered and kind of propel her career in the future. So again, NXT has a lot of great things going on. You got the beef with the Undisputed Era and Pat McAfee, Keith Lee, Karrion Kross. The women's division is booming. There's multifaceted stories there, including NXT champion Io Shirai and the number one contender Dakota Kai. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of things to sink your teeth into if you're a fan of NXT or if you're a fan of wrestling in general. NXT is a great program, and they had another great episode this week. Next week is the 19th, which will be the go-home show for NXT TakeOver 30. That should be another great show. I can't wait to recap that when it happens. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is your audio recap for tonight's edition of NXT. Again, it is August 12th, 2020. I thank you all for joining me tonight and listening to this short little recap. You can find this recap and more all across the internet. First, the easiest place to go catch it is thewrestlingchronicle.com. Every audio recap is posted there for your listening pleasure, if I can get the word out, your listening pleasure, if you don't have a place where you frequent podcasts. But if you do, you can check out the Wrestling Chronicle Podcast Network, which has this recap plus all other recaps from all programs throughout the wrestling week. It's all across the board on the internet. If you don't go to WrestlingChronicle.com, you can find it on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Pandora, or anywhere else you get your podcast fix. All you got to do is search for the Wrestling Chronicle Podcast Network, hit subscribe, and the best part about it is all of the shows show up under that one feed, so you don't have to go jumping around subscribing to multiple shows. So there you have it. You can find it there. You can also find me and get my thoughts on social media about anything that's going on in wrestling. You can follow me on Twitter at WrestlingChron. You can like our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheWrestlingChronicle. Or if you need some wrestling content in your Instagram feed, follow us on Instagram. Instagram handle is at Wrestling Chronicle. So there you have it, all the places to find me on social media and all the places you can find the Wrestling Chronicle content. If you would like to join the Wrestling Chronicle staff, I'm looking to develop a team. The Wrestling Chronicle has been in existence for the past 7 years. For the majority of those 7 years, it's been a one-man show. I would like to develop a team which will ease the burden of pressure to develop content constantly off my shoulders and give me a chance to work with other wrestling fans and get their perspective on all things that are happening in wrestling. So, if you would like to be a part of the Wrestling Chronicle, all you have to do is shoot me an email, and in the subject line, please put the word team, and in the email, give me your name, your age, where you're from, And how long you've been a wrestling fan. Also, if you have any specific content ideas to bring over to the Wrestling Chronicle, I would like to hear it, and I would like to work with you. If not, we can help you develop some content in written recaps or audio recaps, or maybe develop your own podcast. The possibilities to bring your thoughts in terms of wrestling to the Wrestling Chronicle website is limitless. So all you have to do is get in touch with me via email. The email is thewrestlingchronicle@gmail.com. In the email, please put your name, your age, your location, how long you've been a wrestling fan, and any specific ideas you have for wrestling content, and I will be in touch with you to let you know if you can help me out. So with that said, I hope you enjoyed this recap. I hope you find me on social media. Give me a follow. Go ahead and find the podcast network on all podcast platforms. Give that a subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you want to join the Wrestling Chronicle team, please reach out to me via email and let me know. And I hope to work with you. Until next time, you will find me on the next recap, which will be Friday Night SmackDown. Actually, no, tomorrow. Tomorrow, I am mistaken. See, I got ahead of myself. The actual next recap you will hear me on is the recap for the August 12, 2020 edition of AEW Dynamite. I will deliver that tomorrow for you guys. So I will check you guys out there on that recap. Thank you for joining me on this one. Hope you guys have a great night.